This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
To get started.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know this guy from so many great performances on TV and movies. David Morse is with us. Started his career, of course, as Saint Elsewhere. He was so good in The Green Mile. He's back with a brand new movie called Cabrini, which sounds just fascinating. David, how are you?
I'm really good. I'm happy to be here with you, and just want to say hi to all the military folks and veterans who listen to you and say thank you.
Well, thank you for that. Most of them are David Morse fans, man. You've been in so many great things. I just rewatched the Green Mile a couple of nights ago. That's a movie that absolutely stands up in time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I there's almost no place I go in the world that the movie hasn't just been shown there, and people are talking to me about it. It's remarkable to be a part of something like that. It really has touched so many people, and like you watching it again, there are some things that are really a gift in this life, and that's one of them.
Yeah, we've had Tom Hanks on the program about four times, and we talked about The Green Mile before. That's one of his all-time favorites, as I'm sure it is you. How is it working with Tom?
Yeah. You know, he's everything you hope he would be. He's what you see is basically what you get. He takes care of the crew. He takes care of the cast. He doesn't let things get too serious. He's got the right spirit about how to go through this world and how to do his work.
Yeah, he sure seems to. And, you know, we've talked about Band of Brothers and all the military things he's been a part of. And I think it's so important to him, as, you know, everybody else in the crew, to get those things right, the little details about what happens on a mission, what happens in the unit. And he seems to take such great pains to make sure it's authentic.
Well, one of the things when we're doing the Green Mile, you know, he talked about the Apollo stuff that he had been part of. He really, I guess, would pride himself on becoming a real scholar and authority on whatever he chooses to do. You know, he produced the John Adams series, I think, George Washington, and that. It was the same thing with that. What you're talking about, the details, he really honors the things that he's a part of by paying attention to those kind of details and the people involved.
And you played George Washington, right?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
With a giant nose.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you brought that up, but it was a little too much. It was a little too much nose. It was one of those things that looked great when you took a photograph of it, but then the reality of it on film was a little different.
We're talking to David Morse here in the National Defense, and I didn't realize until a couple of days ago when I was looking at some of the stuff that you are the you played George Washington at Disney World too.
I am the voice of George Washington in the Hall of Presidents or whatever it is.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
I would say that's cool. I've never been there. I've never heard my voice. I'd probably be horrified if I did, you know, make that trip. But, you know, I think that's pretty cool.
That's very cool. We're talking to David Morse here of the National Defense. All right, let's talk about Francesca Cabrini. This looks really, I just watched a trailer for this, and it's the movie called Cabrini. It's currently in theaters nationwide, you and John Lithgow. How much did you know about her starting this movie?
No, I know there are people who know about her because I've had people talk to me about her. But I think most of us don't know a lot about her.
We've
heard her name. Associated with, like, I'm here in Philly, Cabrini University, or, you know, just neighborhoods, Cabrini, whatever. The name is familiar, but we don't know why. And the thing that you see in this movie, which is just spectacularly beautiful to watch, the filmmaking is amazing. And Christiana Dellano, who plays Mother Cabrini, she is just spectacular. You realize through this story, really how world-changing her mission was, coming to this country with her little suitcase and her little group of sisters into one of the most dangerous neighborhoods probably in the world, but for sure in this country, the Five Points neighborhood in New York, and just working there with the children, and eventually creating these institutions all over our planet that have affected people's lives. It's a tremendous story.
Yeah, and this is, we're talking about the 1800s here, the late 1800s, where women were not exactly welcome in any role, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. No, they weren't at all. And so for her to, I mean, even to her petitioning the Pope, you know, this.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
It was just unheard of, and she was unrelenting. And finally, the Pope said, "Listen, I know you want to go to China, but I don't want you to go to China. The Italians, you know, your brethren and sisters in New York, they need help." So he sent her off to New York, and I played the Archbishop of New York at the time, Archbishop Corrigan, who had no interest in having this woman come in and disrupt things, and maybe one of the most corrupt cities in the world at that time. It was Tammany Hall. John Lithgow plays the mayor of the city at the time. It was a tough place to get along, and for the men, never mind the woman. And she came in and really upset things and made a real difference.
Yeah, and you kind of catch some heat. Your character catches some heat about why are you letting this woman tell you what to do?
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of what's so great about this story. It really is a story about women are just, you know, knocked out by it. But men are as well. And Eustace Wolfington, who is the executive producer and really the force of getting this movie made, that's really the story he wanted to tell, was of this woman coming in and changing the world. It's really inspiring.
Yeah, we're talking to David Morse here in the National Defense, and this one, Mother Francesca Cabrini. And David, I love these movies where you didn't know about her, and you know, you see something like this, and it happens a lot in military films as well, where you go, how did we not know this?
Yeah. No, I did a movie called The Hurt Locker. And I actually did, you know, I was on The Rock as well, and we worked a lot of the SEAL team on The Rock, and then when I did The Hurt Locker, there were people there who were working with the same SEAL members, but that whole bomb squad, we, you know, just how do we not know the reality of what people go through to do the work they do? I mean, you know, it's terrifying work. Or the reality of the lives of people when they come back, veterans when they come back, and, which is part of the story.
Was that Catherine Bigelow, the Hurt Locker?
Catherine Bigelow, that's right.
Yeah, what a tremendous movie that was. And I think part of your answer there, David, is, you know, especially with the military, when they come back, when they transition out, you know, just doing my job, ma'am. I mean, not a lot of storytelling that goes on there. We've had people from World War II on this show with their kids telling us stories about World War II that their grown kids or grandkids have never heard. Had never heard. And it's just amazing how those heroes just kind of keep all those secrets.
Yeah, which obviously there's some downsides to keeping those secrets. But the secrets, you know, my stepfather was in the 10th Mountain Division, and, you know, was... in the Po Valley. But his stories, you know, he had a few that he would tell. But clearly, there were things that worked in him that, for his whole life, that were hard to live with. So I'm happy when the veterans can start talking about and sharing some of those things for their own health, for us that we get to share them.
Well, this looks great. Cabrini is in theaters now. Best of luck, David. Great to talk to you, man. I just enjoyed everything that you've done, and just continued great success.
I really appreciate that, and thank you for having me today.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's a pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and our next guest, man, such a great performer, great actor, hilarious. Brett Gelman is with us. You know him best as Howie from Flock of Dudes. No, you know him best from Stranger Things. He was Murray. Murray in Stranger Things.
Oh, my. Went on a deep cut there, Randy. That's a deep cut. Howie from Flock of Dudes. I think you and two other people saw that movie.
You know what, though? That movie had some of my favorite people. Chris D'Elia's in it. Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta was in it.
I know. Late, great Ray Liotta. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that was
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, and now you've got a book out, and this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
The Terrifying Realm of the Possible, Nearly True Stories.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a collection of short stories, right?
Yeah. It's a collection of short stories. It's around five characters, a kid, a teenager, an adult, an older woman, and a person in the afterlife. And they're all darkly comedic and kind of surreal, and you know, you read these characters, and you're very glad you're not them.
And you're talking about some pretty deep stuff. I mean, family, sex, fame, religion, morality, and so you're getting pretty deep here, Brett.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I try. I mean, yeah, no, I mean, the characters are wrestling with all that stuff, and it's sort of like, you know, they don't do it well. They don't do it incredibly well. They struggle with it. And so, you know, which I think is sort of the whole point, is that, you know, these big questions, these big themes, we don't really have answers on them, even though we seek out those answers every day.
We're talking to Brett Gelman
here.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Brett Gelman here in the National Defense. His book, The Terrifying Realm of the Possible, Nearly True Stories. I read the reviews for this book, and they are sensational, man. And that's from people who know who you are and people who don't know who you are that get these. And, you know, throughout your career, Brett, you've always done stuff from a comedic perspective, except for Stranger Things. I mean, I mean that had a lot of your personality in it as Murray. But, man, you did a great job on that. Did you realize how big that was going to be?
I was not in the first season, and so I was a fan. And so I saw it blow up. But then, like, how it then continued to blow up, like, the season two, season three, season four, and become this global phenomenon. I mean, it's just it's really wild to be a part of something like that.
Yeah, and you're an improv guy, too, right?
Yeah. No, I came up, I cut my professional teeth at the Upright Citizens Brigade. And so, yeah, I've done a lot of improv.
We just had, I know you were in a show, Twin Peaks, The Return. We just had Kyle on from Twin Peaks, McLaughlin, and
he's
doing a podcast now.
Great.
Yeah, he's a part of this podcast that is pretty fascinating. Have you done any podcasting yourself?
Yeah, I've done some podcasts, and I'm hopefully coming out with my own soon. I've done lots of podcasts. It's fun. It's a good time, whether it's, there have been improv podcasts and also interview podcasts, too, where I get to hear myself talk. I'm all about hearing myself speak. It's really a lot of...
That's what my...
I love it. I just go on and on and on, and I don't listen at all. It's great. I'm a great guy.
That's what my wife says about me. Hey, you're talking about your favorite subject, you.
Yeah.
We're talking to Brett Gelman here on the National Defense and his new book, The Terrifying Realm of the Possible, Nearly True Stories. How did you come up, and how long did it take you to write these stories and to complete this book?
Well, to write the book, to complete it, I'd say it was like 3 years. But the actual amount of writing that was done in those 3 years was probably 4 months.
Well,
me and my best friend, procrastination. Although I'd like to think that all those times that I was avoiding sitting down at the computer, the stuff was percolating inside of me. I was kind of like, hopefully writing it in my own head without knowing that I was doing it. So it came out more easily when I actually sat down to write. But, it was like, and then the pandemic was in there, and then, you wake up and you're like, oh, I'll write today. And then you're like, I'll just have pizza for breakfast, instead.
Right.
It's that type of thing.
Now, these five characters, you've got Abraham Amsterdam, the child. You got Mendel Freudenberger, the teenager. Jackie Cohen, the adult. Iris Below, the senior. And Z, the dead. And besides the dead, are we going to be able to see ourselves in all these characters?
I mean, I hope not, but you probably will. Yeah, no. I mean, if you're honest about, how you navigate through life, you'll see yourself a little bit. I think, that's my hope, that everybody relates to it, to a small degree, or at least enjoys being glad that, again, that they're not me they read it.
So there's a lot of you in these characters, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's not autobiography. There's some elements to it that is in all of the characters. But, it was a way for me to get a lot of my my darkness out. It's definitely a purge of my self-loathing,
And could this, if all of these characters are so well-defined, could you see this becoming like a TV show or a movie?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's absolutely a possibility. I haven't officially tried to make that happen or had any conversations about doing that, but, they're definitely, I think that regardless if I make it about these exact characters, I think that there's going to be elements of these characters that find it into, the movies and shows I write. Absolutely.
Oh, man, that's cool. It's called The Terrifying Realm of the Possible, Nearly True Stories from Brett Gelman. I can't wait to read this thing, man. Brett, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Continued great success.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back
here. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Be right back here in the National Defense. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Bemidji, Minnesota, after 100 years, the Bemidji Chapter of Disabled American Veterans is still serving the community, going out on cold mornings and collecting donations that help veterans in need and their families. Founded in 1924 as the seventh chapter in the state, the organization's presence is most visible through its drop-off boxes, bright green metal containers that can be found outside of grocery stores and on street corners that collect donations of clothes, shoes, and household items. Twice a week in the early hours of the morning, members of the DAV, often veterans themselves, collect the items and bring them back to the chapter's headquarters on the edge of town, where they're met by another team of volunteers. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi. This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. It's time now for a segment we call Troop Movements, things you need to know while you're serving. And this is, again, from Camp Humphreys in South Korea. Major League Baseball traveled to South Korea to open the regular season this week. And with it came Hall of Fame pitcher Trevor Hoffman to meet U.S. troops and their families. The San Diego Padres great spent time with baseball fans at Camp Humphreys, the largest U.S. military base overseas, ahead of his former team's exhibition games against Team Korea on Sunday and the LG Twins on Monday. The Padres won both matchups. Hoffman, who played 18 years in the majors and was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2018, posed for photographs, signed memorabilia, and chatted with fans for about an hour during Sunday's meet and greet at Humphreys Main Exchange. He was joined by team mascot, the Swinging Friar. Hoffman now serves as senior advisor for baseball operations for the Padres, and we'll have more troop movements next week right here on the National Defense. And I got to tell you, man, we get a lot of books here. People send us books all the time, self-help books, motivational books, inspirational books, how to do it books. And the majority of them are junk. And, you know, when you get a book that you can apply it to your life and everybody else can benefit from it, you want to let people know. We've got one of those books. It's called The Everyday Warrior. It's a no-hack, practical approach to life. And retired Navy SEAL Mike Cirelli wrote it with Brian Gordon, George Silva, and Jason Boulay. Mike is here with us. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Did I get your name right? Is it Mike Cirelli?
You actually got it. You nailed it. Where very few people do. So I do appreciate it.
That sounds Italian to me. Are you Italian?
So a lot of people think it's Italian. It's actually Basque, which is a area really? Between Spain and France. Yeah. So the true pronunciation is Sarai. But as we immigrated to the U.S., it got Americanized and family's a bit of a pushover. So,
do you like Italian food? Or are you a cook?
So my mom is full-blooded Italian. Came up with a very Italian family in the Bay Area of California. So, I tend not to like Italian food because I ate it so much as a kid.
Right.
So it's not my first.
I gotcha. Hey, man, this book is such an achievement. I want to get into that, but I want to talk to you first about what you've just been doing. You just returned from setting a sky-high world record with a group of other retired military thrill seekers. 7 skydives on 7 continents in under 7 days to raise $7 million to honor fallen heroes. What's wrong with you?
This program is not long enough to get in. And my wife could go for days on that. But,
sure.
The most important part of that was raising money for Folds of Honor. We're nowhere near the $7 million yet. I think we're around 800,000, which is still a lot of money.
Sure.
Each of the jumps were on the 7 continents were in honor of one of our fallen. And doing this around, brothers in arms again. Missing that sense of tribe was phenomenal. I will tell you this, almost all of us went through depression when we got back because you're with the guys for 20 days straight because we had staged in Antarctica for about 6-7 days. And I felt like part of the tribe again.
Wow.
And then went over and nobody cares about the world records. You lose the trot a little bit. So guys went into a little bit of form of depression. It's like transitioning out of the military again.
Right, right. Yeah, and we talk to people like that all the time, of course, and on this program. And they all, I don't think I've talked to anybody ever that said, oh, my transition was a breeze. I mean, it's a total disconnect from what you've been used to. But, doing something like this jump, man, logistically, how long did this take to plan?
So the 777 concept has been around for decades. You've had guys within the parachute industry or skydiving industry try to pull it off. You've had crown princes over in the Middle East try to pull it off. Nobody said it could ever be done. And we planned for about 18 months. We followed the military decision-making process. We mitigated risk where we could. We ensured that we were prepared for contingencies, which we hit a major contingency during the execution of it. But we, in a lot of ways, secured success before we even left America.
What was the contingency?
So as we were landing from Santiago to Miami, an hour and a half before we landed in Miami, the NOTAM system went down in January. We did this last month. And that's the first time the NOTAM's system has been down since 9/11. So all flights across country are canceled. When we landed in Miami, we had to jump in North America in Miami, so we had to execute that. But 9 guys came together. Nobody got emotional. We simply said, hey, here's the problem set. Commercial flights are grounded, and we were flying commercial throughout the entire thing. What are viable solutions? And then we picked a few viable solutions and followed those leads rapidly. Everyone was on their phones, and you know what? We had to secure a private jet from Miami to Barcelona with the help of some very good Americans to underwrite it. It kept us on schedule, and we finished 7 continents, 7 days in 6 days 6 hours and 6 minutes, 666.
Wow. Spoken like a seal. Spoken like a seal, man. I mean, that's good stuff. We're talking to Mike Cirelli here on the National Defense. His book, The Everyday Warrior, A No-Hack Practical Approach to Life. And, Mike, I love the fact that, number one, you wrote the book. Because a lot of, and we talk to a lot of ex-Navy SEALs on here, and, you know, they have these great ideas and great leadership qualities, and they don't think to put that down. And I think part of it is they don't think that the everyday person can relate to that. But you've done such a great job in here of talking about so many different things that we can all relate to. And you talk about the warrior mindset. Talk about that a little bit, because you say there are tons of everyday warriors.
Yeah, first off, I do appreciate your praise on the book, and let me sort of level the playing field here. This book is a collection of lessons I've learned from both my mentors and peers, the men and women I served with or served for. So this book is not about me, and basically, I took all their best practices in life, their best habits, and described what I watched these amazing men and women do. And so I'm simply taking that information and passing it to the public sector. And some of those men and women are no longer with us. Some of them still are. But, you know, the military per capita produces better and more leaders than the private sector. Why? Because we have a process. We have a framework. It's a sequential series of training events to prepare and nurture leaders into those transformational leaders that we expect in the military. And transformational leadership is the dominant style of leadership in the military. But within the public sector, our schools don't teach leadership development. They don't teach character and behavior and attributes, especially in public schools.
Right.
Nor are those teachers, and this is not a denigrating our school teachers at all. God bless them for what they do. But they're not necessarily equipped to teach leadership to our children. Unless they come from a background where they've actually led people. I'm not talking about children. I'm talking about human beings, adults. So this is a framework that anyone can pick up and slowly, and that's what we have, Kate, slowly, one step at a time, try to implement these best practices, these habits, to build the foundational blocks for them to live a impactful, fulfilling, and purpose-driven life.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, a lot of people, and you talk about it in your book, a lot of people don't even try because they're afraid of failure. But you talk about how failure really kind of shapes your character, right?
You know, the best example I can use is look at Delta Force with Operation Eagle Claw in 1980, the failed hostage rescue attempt in Iran to rescue back the 52 Americans that were taken hostage. That was their first major operation. And it was a failure by textbook definitions. It's also known as a watershed moment in U.S. Special Operations history because we learned so much from that one operation that we still – I mean, lessons we still utilize today. And actually from that operation, the Joint Special Operations Command was created. So, you know, did Delta just give up and quit after that? No. They probably failed 1,000 times since then, and they're the premier counterterrorism unit in the world. So, you know – it is part of the process, and you have to understand that failure is life's greatest mentor if you know how to use it. Nobody likes to fail, and we're not saying that. But, you know, it should almost put a smirk on your face. Like, okay, I fell short on this one. This is an opportunity. What did I learn? What do I need to do differently, and how do I keep moving forward? And once people understand that, you know, failure is the refining fire by which success occurs, you start to reframe how you view it. And a lot of people are afraid from the external factors of failure, meaning people will judge them, and I get that. I also still fear that in a sense today. But once you internalize failure for your benefit, you start to utilize it as a tool to you know, springboard to your next success.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. figuring out how do I get where I want to be. That was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later it happened. So it was just a seamless transition and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Robert is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications. I've been an avid fly fisherman. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's App Store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I'm Mike Richmond.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Every day, your life is filled with choices.
And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
There's such a fear of that, and I have always been a great believer in, and sometimes against my better judgment, but I always think that if God opens a door for me, I'm going to run through it. Now, you know, 99% of the time, it slams behind me and I'm done. But, you know, there's that 1% where you go, man, if I hadn't taken a chance, I would never be here. Is that part of your message?
It is. You know what I say? The worst thing that can happen to anyone in life is to be on your deathbed and simply say, damn, I wish I'd risked more.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest fear. That's why, you know, that's why me and the boys continue to do things like the 777 expedition. That's why we went and skydived into Mount Everest in 2021. That's why we're, you know, working on a number of projects that push us outside our mental and physical comfort zones that have nothing to do with money, but everything to do with self-growth and learning. Because it is true. And again, we understand this in the military. Why do we make training so hard? Because true learning and growth take place when one is pushed outside their mental and physical comfort zones, which we talk about in the book. You know the common phrase in the military, get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's not some platitude. No, it's saying you have to push hard in training in order to progress and grow and maturate your troops. The same applies on an individual level. If you, you know, succumb to the comforts of a first world like the United States and you just play it safe, you are stunting your growth. And you're just, it's Groundhog's Day. And to me, that is hell. That's the definition of hell.
Right. Right. Yeah. And, you know, I think there's also a lot to be said with the people you associate with, right? I mean, you got to get a group of positive. I decided a long time ago, I'm not going to hang around with negative people. I'm going to hang around with people who want to better themselves, who want to do more, who want to do more for others and have that positive outlook. How much difference does that make, Mike, in your everyday life?
So we talk about everyone needs a tribe. And you better be very careful about the tribe you select. Right. And sometimes you part of multiple tribes. That's fine, too. But, you know, I know how I operate. My tribe becomes part of my DNA. I always used to say, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Meaning when I was a SEAL, I was never the all-star, never the fastest, strongest, best shot, best skydiver. But, man, I was part of a team. and all that mattered is that we won together or we lost as individuals. So, you know, the proverb 27:17, iron sharpens iron as one man sharpens another, holds true.
Yep.
Surround yourself with great people like I did in the military. When I made it to JSOC, I was well below the standard, even though I made it through the training. And almost like osmosis, surrounded myself with people that were better than me, I started to elevate my game and started to hit that bar, for which, what do we do when we hit the bar? You just raise it even higher. So, you know, the same says there are bad tribes. If the U.S. military is a good tribe that reinforces great and positive habits, well, there's bad tribes. There's tribes like ISIS, like the Hell's Angels, MS-13, those are tribes. Just they stand for something, in our opinion, that is evil.
Yep.
So you can be very careful about who you surround yourself with, especially victims. Stay away from the victims. Victims love company. Misery loves company.
Right, right. I like in the book here, you give characteristics of good tribes versus bad tribes. And one of the characteristics of a very bad tribe, high drama and jealousy. Man, is that the truth? I mean, along with extreme negativity, unsupportive of the other tribe members' goals. Yeah, man. I mean, nobody wants to hang around with those people.
No, none.
Hey, Mike, let me tell you this. So I'm getting ready to interview. Have you ever seen the movie John Wick with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. Come on, it's great. He's a great hero.
Yeah. So I'm getting ready to interview him here very shortly. And could I tell him, in your opinion, could a Navy SEAL kick John Wick's ass?
I'd have to say John Wick would probably eliminate 9 out of 10 SEALs based off how badass that character is in the movie. There's a mythology versus reality. Do John Wicks exist? No, they don't. Do.
Right.
definitely a scenario where you're up against 20 guys. 99.9% of the time, you're going to be eliminated. That's like stepping onto the battlefield by yourself. There's right. a reason teams of 20, 40, whatever those elements may be. But I'll tell you what, Keanu Reeves, though, talking about the man, I've been nothing short of impressed how he stays out of the limelight.
Yes.
His ability to give more than he takes.
Yep.
And that, you know, I've heard phenomenal things about that individual, and I know he's been through hardship himself with loss of loved ones.
I'm going to relate that to him. That is fantastic. 25% of the profits from the book go to Special Operations Warrior Foundation. That's your foundation. Tell us about that.
So, actually, let me make a correction there. 50% of the proceeds are being split between the Special Operations Warrior Foundation, which I'm an ambassador for the foundation. That they provide educational scholarships to the children who lost their Special Operations parents in the war. That's phenomenal. And then the other 25% goes to Folds of Honor with a similar mission, but for all military, they provide educational scholarships to spouses and children of either deceased soldiers or highly disabled veterans. So, you know, I believe in telling the legacy of our fallen, and we do that through these documentaries and these adventures and tell their story. But part of what I do as well is securing the legacy for the ones they left behind. And the way we can do that or best do that is ensure that they have an education.
Yeah, Dan Rooney's a great man. He's been on this program many times. Mike, listen, man, thank you so much for the book. It's called The Everyday Warrior, a no-hack practical approach to life. Where do we get the book? Just everywhere?
Yeah, so everywhere books are sold, but I think everyone just goes to Amazon now. And the
right.
You know, unfortunately, the audiobook was not ready in time because 777 occupied my life. But the audiobook.
Yeah, you're busy jumping out of planes.
I know. The hardback and paperback are on Amazon. The audiobook goes on pre-sale March 7th and then is released on the 21st. And I went off script a lot in the audiobook.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Mike Cirelli, thank you, man. Thanks for the time, and thank you so much for your service.
Hey, thank you, sir. All right.
Right back here on the National Defense.
Proudly we hail. Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Real wealth takes time and effort. Don't look for a quick and easy way to make a buck. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Internet scammers are posing as billionaires to try and give you financial advice with captions about where you should invest your money. Be careful of anything you read online. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.